Welcome to Reflecting God. As you read Psalm 27, you might notice that there's a marked transition between the first half and the second half. In the first half, David expresses confidence in the Lord's saving power. As the psalm progresses, however, his surety seems to disappear. He cries out desperately for divine aid. The alternation of exultant praise and troubled petition is something we can all relate to. If you have lived through trials, you have experienced the anxiety that comes with waiting for deliverance. Perhaps you too have been tossed about in the shadows of slander and threats. But throughout the waves that break over and in us, there is an unmoving, eternal center, our ever-faithful God. As David indicates, the best way to refocus our perspective for the future is to remember what God has done in the past. When we seek Him, God reveals Himself so that we can understand His character experientially. In the light of His perfect love, there is no need to fear. It is often in the darkness you can most clearly see His face. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.